The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So, Miss, I took a nap. Thought she could go out. I was rested up enough to venture out last night on a random Tuesday night at that. Let me go out. Let me get to my thing. Boy, was I wrong. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am a very exhausted Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So there's this old show that I absolutely love, and I watch it over and over again when I'm feeling a certain kind of way. It's called Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. And there was a moment in one of the episodes, it was called Single and Fabulous ? That Carrie did what I did last night. Take a listen.
I decided my best bet to avoid looking like I'd been up all night was to stay up all morning.
Doesn't work. I stayed up later. I'm like, you know what? I'll just stay up. I'll snack. I'll eat. No, that is not it. And here's the thing. I love following all my girlfriends on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and they seem to be having the most fabulous life. They're out doing their thing. So I have FOMO. And I can't handle it.
Oh, no.
I can't handle going out. We interviewed Ralph Barbosa. He's like an up-and-coming comedian at the Improv. There was a lot of waiting.
Oh, man. He's more than up-and-coming. He just had a special on Hulu. Netflix as well.
I mean, he's big right now. He's hot right now.
Set the record for most sold-out shows.
You're
really?
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know 16. That. But we had to sit there. We had no confirmation. So I was like, I don't even know if this is going to happen. It's very late at night. I'm exhausted. And
by late at night, you mean like 8?
It was 8:30, Anthony.
That's late night for Dana.
It was okay by the time I got home.
You get up at 3, 8:30 is kind of late.
It's pretty late. Yeah, I should be in bed. That being said, I also made plans with another girlfriend. I was getting my hair done and we were talking and I'm like, let's go out. Let's go do this. I think, Otto, you were DJing somewhere. I don't even know. She's like, yeah. And then that day comes.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, I'm kind of tired. I'm going to text her. I'm kind of tired. And so I said, what are you going to wear? Because I want to do something relaxing. I'm tired.
Okay.
And she said, oh, you said you're tired. I don't even know if I want to go. And I said, oh, I don't want to go either. I don't want to go. I'd rather stay home.
And that's going out after 30.
It is.
Nothing better than a mutual bailout. That's the best. When a friend's like, oh, I don't want to be there either.
I swear. Oh, and I wanted to be there. I just didn't want to get ready to go. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Kind of. I mean, yes. So, but you wanted to be there not as dressed up or?
I just didn't want to have to be there. Like, but I wanted to be there. I have the FOMO, but then I have JOMO.
Of course. She gets ready for last night, but when I'm DJing, she's like, I didn't really want to be there.
Oh, whatever. No, FOMO is fear of missing out. JOMO is the joy of missing out.
Oh, nice.
Staying home and rotting a little bit on my couch, you know, which is just chilling, eating a little something, and being rested for the next day.
I'm not a fan of the term rotting right now. Well, unless there's like certain rotting, like if you're doom scrolling and stuff like that, but rotting in your bed, just laying there enjoying the timeline, that's just a form of relaxation.
That's just resting to me.
Yeah, that's why I agree it is.
Yeah, I guess so. It's only when you do it for 10, 12 hours at a time. And who's got time to do that? Not me.
Anyways, I can think of a couple 19-year-olds that I know that do that all day.
That is a really bad habit. You know that, right? Okay, so what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
We have National TV Dinner Day, originated in 1953, forever changing frozen meals going forward.
Confession. Does anybody know what a Hungry Man dinner is?
Of course I do. I ate many a Hungry Man when I lived by myself for the first time.
Otto, when I was little, I wanted one so badly.
Oh, really?
You didn't want one that badly.
Yes, I did, because it had the Salisbury steak.
It looked a lot better on the cover than it
really?
Tasted.
Really? That tastes good? Man, I
mean, it filled you up, but it wasn't anything to write home about.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about Daniel Villegas, who spent a very long time in prison for no reason whatsoever. Here he is explaining his entire situation.
My name is Daniel Villegas, and I was wrongfully convicted of 2 capital murders in the state of Texas when I was 16 years old. I spent 25 years fighting for my exoneration. 20 of that 25 years was spent in prison.
That just makes me so angry and sad and frustrated with the system and all kinds of emotions that I can't speak on the radio. This man was a child when he was wrongfully convicted. Villegas was only 16 years old at the time of his arrest. And he says that Detectives Alfonso Marquez of the El Paso Police Department beat him, coerced him, threatened him, said that he would be S-A'd in prison. We all know what that stands for. If he did not admit to this crime, and this went on for 24 hours. You're talking about a child who was forced to stay awake, interrogated brutally.
He pretty much just beat him into a confession.
He just said, yes, yes. And then later he said none of that was true. And the federal appeals court just wouldn't listen to him. 16 years old, denied any kind of attorney, nothing.
Jeez.
And his own, you know, how they appoint you a defense attorney,
mm-hmm.
never even put in that his client had been beaten or coerced. I mean, this was just failure on top of failure. Now, I do remember reading when all of this was coming out, there was a whole podcast about it, and a local sheriff in El Paso is one of the people who actually said, hey, we need to look at this again, because his daughter was listening to the podcast on TikTok.
She was listening to a crime podcast, heard it, then told her dad, you got to look into this.
You got to look into this, and her dad did and said, hey, this is not right. This young man... Well, actually, he wasn't even a man. This child at the time should not have been convicted. So anyway, everything was overturned. This is why, though, and people always push back on me. This is why I always say I don't believe in the death penalty. Because if only one person is wrongfully sentenced to death, then it's one person too many. 20 years in behind bars?
Yeah, I mean...
I would go crazy. I could never make it. How do you even get your life back?
Well, I think what kept him sane is knowing the fact that he didn't do it, and there is a chance that he might be able to get out once people figured it out, that he wasn't the person who was guilty.
But year after year?
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine going through something like that. Right. It's a personal hell.
Day to day, it'd be tough. But yeah, that honest hope maybe might be the only thing that got him through. And sad thing is, this isn't the only person that this happened to.
Happening to.
Yeah.
There's people right now that are sitting on death row and in prison for life that have DNA evidence that proves that they did not convict the crime. And because of the way the justice system works, they may or may not get out of jail. This is the moment that Daniel Villegas found out he was going to finally be a free man.
If the defendant will please stand. In the District Court of El Paso County, Texas, 409th Judicial District, the state of Texas versus Daniel Villegas, number 94-0D09328. Verdict form B. We, the jury, find the defendant, Daniel Villegas, not guilty of...
I'm emotional listening to that. I can't imagine how he or his family feels. And then the judge continues.
Mr. Villegas, you have been under many conditions in this court. You are no longer under any conditions in this court. You are free to leave. Good luck to you.
My God. I mean, finally, he's free.
That must have been the best feeling he's ever had.
Yeah. After a nightmare, a living nightmare. How do you get back from age 16 to being a grown man?
Get compensated for being wrongfully convicted?
He did. If you are wrongfully convicted in the state of Texas, you're entitled to up to $80,000 a year. And I don't know what his settlement was, but some people speculate it might be upwards of $6 to $8 million.
Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he earned it. He earned 20 years. 20 years in jail is no joke.
There's nothing you can do to get that time back. But going forward, you know, at least he has that security to help him continue on with his life.
Absolutely, Anthony.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Getting married is supposed to be the best day of your life, right? You look forward to it. You plan it. All your family's there. It's a beautiful event. Well, that's the way it's supposed to be unless somebody steals from you.
Oh.
And that's what happened to this couple, Nadine and George Fairhut, celebrating their wedding when an uninvited guest sipped some drinks and stole all their gifts. And they didn't even realize what was going on. So they actually sat down with CBS and talked about it. After we hear from the couple, I'm going to tell you how much cash was stolen from them.
As soon as we found out what happened, you know, the music shut down, everything immediately stopped. I ended up sitting on the dance floor sobbing with my friends and cousins around me.
Very grainy, but I think he even tipped the bartender.
Watching the dance floor, he's watching our family. It's so scary to look back and see that there was a stranger at such a private event.
It is scary because when you see the footage, the guy's like creeping around. I mean, he tipped the bartender.
That's a smooth move.
I was going to say, he's not creeping around. He's just hanging out like he's a guest at the wedding.
And you don't know who's supposed to be there.
He's just staking it out.
This is why the Lord didn't want me to dance too good, because this is what I would have done. I would have crashed the wedding and took off with no way.
Think about the couple, though. And Otto, they remained so calm and positive after $60,000 cash was taken from them.
That's how you know they're rich. Because
it was
like,
definitely a rich wedding.
They were like, you know, the what we're really missing are the notes that were inside the box.
That's I'm a like, lie. They said that for the news.
I mean, the notes are nice and all, but the $60K would have been a lot better.
I don't care how much money you have. $60,000, you're upset. But I think more than that, when you're watching the video, what, and especially the bride, Miss Nadine, what she was saying is, thank God nobody was hurt. What if the guy would have done something crazy? I mean, obviously, hotel security wasn't looking out.
Yeah. Dude, weddings don't have, like, I haven't been to one in a while, but, like, no, there's no securities, no bouncers, no
nothing,
right?
Anthony,
yeah.
We
nothing.
Had security at our wedding.
Oh, you guys did?
Yeah.
Well, we had to shut it all down, though, because it was a club, and it was a Sunday night, and we didn't want anybody thinking, well, we got married at the church, and then we went to...
The reception at a club.
Yeah, at a club.
Yeah, it was at a
nightclub.
Well,
it's like a lounge.
Let me tell you, it was a party. Like a real party.
You don't even remember. That's how I know it was a party.
Hey, this guy didn't come around and steal you guys' money.
I know.
Trust me, there wasn't $60K at our wedding.
No. I think we ended up owing. No, I'm just kidding. And I'm just kidding. Our families helped pay for it. I just hope the couple finds the money. Do you think they'll get the cash back or do you think it's gone?
No, it's gone. I mean, they just got to chalk it up to a great story.
And the guy was picked up in the back alley in the like this nice Mercedes. This is not something that he did randomly. I think they, what is it, wedding crashers?
Oh,
I think they're professional wedding crashers.
I mean, I'm kind of impressed. I'm kind of like, tip of my hat, bro. This is a smooth way to do it.
It is. I just feel bad for the couple. Hopefully they'll get their money back.
Well, you know what? What is it? For rich or for poor? Definitely for poor right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny got hurt. For real hurt. Let me tell you what happened after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Matt Rife celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday to him.
Okay, Bad Bunny was completing the last show of this residency. You know he's going to do more, but this was like the last show of this particular...
Of his Puerto Rican residency.
His Puerto Rican residency. No, he's going to do more in Puerto Rico. He's still doing more, but he's like doing multiple shows and setting things up differently. I don't know. Anyway, he's hopping like a bunny, for real. And he cracks his knee. And you hear him go, oh, but not in the way he normally does. He didn't stop the show. He came back and he finished.
Oh.
And Chris Brown made an appearance, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, he couldn't go down with Chris Brown coming on stage.
Nah, you can't do it. Exactly. Chris Brown's going to dance and show you up.
Did he actually, like, hurt his knee, or is he just...
Oh, yeah, he hurt his knee, like, 100%. I don't know if it's broken, but you can see it. Oh, my gosh. I couldn't watch it more than one time. Oh, look at Otto going to the video.
I got to look at it. Yeah.
No, if you go to add Dana Cortez on Instagram, I'll post it.
It says right here, he powered through the rest of his set.
And he did. 48,000 people booked hotels in Puerto Rico. He made about $250 million for the island. And this is one of the best things for the economy in that part of the world.
The best thing is the comment under here that says now he's now known as Bad Bunny.
I wish I would have thought about that. Man, I'll tell you though, you get to a certain age and everything just starts aching and falling apart. Bad Bunny ain't how old is he now?
I have no idea.
He's got to be 30, right?
He's in his 30s now, but I mean, he's also a really good athlete too, you know, so I mean, I can see how that could have definitely hindered his performance.
I forgot about that. I need to find out how old he is. Otto,
he's 31.
He's 31. Okay, yeah, gotta watch a knee, sir. Gotta watch a knee. You've been doing a lot of acting, obviously. I loved the movie Happy Gilmore 2. You didn't give it that many good ratings. And what do you 10 stars? What do you give it out of 10 stars?
I'd give it like probably like a 3-star.
Out of 10, Anthony? Yeah,
that means it wasn't even entertaining to you. It was at least entertaining to me. Yep, that's my point. Never mind.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Anthony's like, good for you, Otto. Here's Bad Bunny talking about acting.
Music, it will be my everything for the rest of my life. But yeah, definitely acting is something that I really like. I really enjoy. I want to keep learning and growing, but step by step.
Or limp by limp.
Otto, come on.
It's too easy.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
McDonald's wants more of my money? Well, they're probably going to get it after Otto tells us all the deets and food news, what they're doing now. All right, hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Very disappointed in Amazon. If you're sharing the Amazon Prime membership of a family member or friend outside your household, prepare to pay up. They're canceling you. They're going to start geofencing.
Oh, I've already been. It happened to me. I tried to use the NFL ticket on my brother's thing, and they were like, you live out of state.
What? Yeah, exactly. Well, I used to share it with my mom. Now we're both going to have to pay. And in Amazon, it's like $14 a month, 14 and change a month, or $134 for the year. They're going up.
Oh, no.
How much is it going to be?
Whatever the tariffs cost, they're trying to cover.
Damn.
Well, that's what it is.
With all the subscriptions, the Prime subscription does come with multiple benefits.
So. I love my Prime subscription. I would not give it up. I love the Prime Video, the Prime Digital. Auto downloads different music. I'm like, what is this charge? Constantly.
I do love the way that they handle their music there. The other thing is football's going to be on Prime now, too.
So. There you go. All right. What do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
McDonald's has a new special edition gold sauce, and it's supposed to be like a tangy North Carolina style barbecue sauce that's going on their limited edition gold Miss Crispy sandwiches and Miss Crispy strips and all that stuff. Basically, the gold sauce, they say it tastes...
Miss Crispy? You mean Mick Crispy?
What did I say?
Miss Crispy.
Oh, Miss Crispy, Mick
Crispy.
She's
sassy with it. She's sassy with it. When you said North Carolina, I lost.
No, so everyone says that it tastes just like Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, yeah. Okay, nice play on Chick-fil-A sauce. I mean, it's about time that Chick-fil-A sauce does get challenged.
I don't like Chick-fil-A sauce.
I think it's pretty. I love Chick-fil-A
sauce. I don't
sauce.
Like it
Our
either.
Our daughter loves it. If me personally, I could live without it.
She'll ask for extras. She got a whole bag at the house. I'm like, what are we supposed to do with this? All right, National Day, Anthony.
I will start with something serious, and we got to spread awareness about this. It's a global event. It is World Suicide Prevention Day. So, you know, just to remind, and also September is Suicide Awareness Month as well, too. So never feel afraid to reach out to somebody if you feel you need help or you just need somebody to talk to. We're always here.
I think it's very important. Call us. We're always here. And of course, if you're feeling down, if you're having thoughts of suicide, text or call 988. We love you. I mean it. We always take the time to talk to
people.
The
one thing you can count on, life will change.
Mm.
And you're worth living it.
There you go.
You're worth living it. What else do we have, Ann?
It is also National Swap Ideas Day as well, too. So make sure if you want to have anything you want to get off your chest and have any fun ideas, get your business partner and get them cracking.
And don't let them take your idea, though.
I swapped a couple ideas that later became their idea.
I was going to say, all of a sudden, like, wait a minute, hold up.
And we'll wrap it up on National TV Dinner Day.
So we talked about this a little earlier. I always wanted to eat the Hungry Man. And let me tell you, the Salisbury steak on TV, and it had gravy on it. And
on
it
the picture, it looked great. Dana.
The fluffy mashed potatoes? Oh, my gosh. Are they not? I've never had one.
I don't know. So once you remove the plastic covering, it just doesn't look that good.
That's crazy thing that, like, TV dinners, if you didn't know, they go back to 1953. Isn't it the original invention by Swanson? And it's interesting to see that it started then, and then now you have, like, meal prep.
Yeah, because you don't really see the TV dinners anymore, do you?
Not as much. Never since the air fryer dropped. Air fryer changed the game.
It really did. Mm-hmm. You can heat up old McDonald's in air fryer, and it'll taste really good. Eat it with your new sauce.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You think it's okay that Jennifer Lopez is taking Ben Affleck's children to lunch? Let me tell the story after we get celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
Comedian Matt Rife celebrating his birthday, and we'll stop it right there.
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez was spotted out and about by the paparazzi, of course, with her daughter, M, and her ex-husband, Ben Affleck's son, Samuel. She took the kiddos to lunch. Then they went on a little shopping spree. She seemed unbothered this time by paparazzi. They were just moving and grooving, doing what they do. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Some people are writing, that's weird. She just wants to stay close to Ben. I didn't see Ben anywhere in sight. These kids are older. They're not little.
Yeah, their kids grew up together. Well, they were together at least for a few years, though, right?
Well, it wasn't really, no, but they all got along. The one thing for sure that I remember Ben Affleck saying is that my kids love Jennifer and they all got along so well. You know, so
pretty sure that was the kid that was asking Ben Affleck to buy him like $6,000 Nikes, and he was walking out of a shoe store with J-Lo.
She's going to buy him the Nikes.
The stepmom came through.
Yeah, so Ben Affleck and J-Lo used to date a long time ago, like 20 plus years ago. They reunited in 2021. They got married in 2022, and then they got divorced earlier this year, January 2025. But that doesn't mean that they can't stay friends or that their kids shouldn't still hang out.
From what I read, because when I saw the story, I decided to read a little bit.
You're going down a rabbit hole, Otto?
Yeah, so J-Lo's, she's got 6 new songs that are coming out. She showed them to all her biggest fans. In those 6 songs, there's a song about Ben Affleck talking about their relationship. And from what I read, he is very upset because he doesn't want to talk about their relationship anymore. He wants it to be over with.
Look, you know I'm a fan. But what he should be upset about is the way she sang the song. She tried to sing it on stage. And I love her, and I love her performances. She shouldn't sing live. She should sing with a backtrack, full of Britney Spears.
You're talking about something completely different.
No, not. She sang her Ben Affleck song live.
No. This is a new song. This is a new song about why the relationship didn't work out.
That's the one she sang on stage.
I don't know.
I don't care. We don't want it, girl. Just give me Jenny from the Block. Okay? That's it. Go on tour with the old school.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.